Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 673 and today I'm going to talk a little bit about confidence. Now, confidence is an interesting thing. People can often mistake confidence as esteem, which are two different things. Confidence is actually associated with ability, whereas esteem is to do with value. So self-esteem versus self-confidence, which is different to body confidence, by the way. So self-confidence is the person's ability to confide in their ability that they can do something. And a powerful approach to confidence, self-confidence or similar, or body confidence, because once again, it's to confide in your body's ability, right? Whereas more often than not, people confuse body confidence as whether they like their body or not, and then associate that with their esteem, so their value. So when I think that I look good, then I'm more confident in my body, or I have higher body confidence. It's like, so more often than not, they're actually associating that with esteem, with value. So when I think that I look good, then I think that I'm worth something. That's different. It's really different. Whereas the ability to confide in your body for its ability to do something is crucial, to trust your body. Think of it like that. And it's the powerful tool here isn't so much to have confidence that you can do it, but have confidence that you're a good learner, right? If you are able to carry this confidence of being a good learner and that you're patient and persistent, then those other traits, so the other confidence, body confidence and so forth, will follow. But the reason why I actually want to talk about this today, because I came across a post on socials by a chick that I follow, Jenna Louise. She's a good chick. I know Jenna quite well. She's Canberra-based as well. And she posted here, how to feel more confident, 5JL self-care reminders. So if you want to check out Jenna's profile, if you're that way inclined, it's JennaLouise_JL. She posts a lot of stuff. That's what she does. She does that really well. She does well, if that makes sense. And she offers five tips, her JL self-care reminders. Now, she also goes a little tip before the tips, and then she offers a five there. So what I'm going to do, though, is I'm actually going to offer you different viewpoints on Jenna's tips. Now, Jenna, if you hear this, or anyone that loves Jenna, it's not saying that she's wrong by any stretch of the imagination, because the most important thing that she's written is a little tip before the tips. It's up to you to do your inner homework, folks. You want to see change, improvement, and growth, then it's up to you and only you to do the work. Start small with these and remain diligent and consistent, right? Let's look at that first part. It's up to you to do your own, to do your inner homework, which means tips are all well and good, but there's such a variety of different ways to address any particular thing that even with these tips, and it's hard, unless I get her on the podcast and get her to talk through all of these sorts of things, I'm basically inferring everything she's saying. But I'm definitely not saying she's wrong by any stretch of the imagination. I'm offering, in something that I do really well, is mismatching. I'm offering a mismatch to how she's offering something. But once again, last frame, it's not to say that she's inherently incorrect or wrong by any stretch of the imagination. It's just simply offering a different view. So write this down. One, avoid people on social profiles who make you feel less about yourself. So with this one in particular, my encouragement is actually, if you feel less about yourself in the face of something, I wouldn't say avoid it. I would say explore it. What's that on behalf of? Why is that? What's coming up for you to feel that way? Because they're not making you feel that way. Something's are making you feel that way. And we can block all this out, la la la. And look, don't get me wrong, I also have definitely unfollowed. I'm like, oh, what the fuck am I even following this? And I've unfollowed for whatever reason it may be, right? But the key thing here is that if you're feeling less about yourself because you're following something, there's something actually pointing to your meaning structures, because that relationship is just going to move on to something else anyway, whether it's marketing towards you or whatever it may be. That was one. Two, do not compare yourself to anyone. The interesting thing here is how common and how easy it is for all of us to compare ourselves. Now, my encouragement for you, of course I don't encourage people to compare themselves, but to be aware of it, to build a reference. So this is where I'm at. That's where that person is at. What's my skills and what's my attention to detail with this particular thing that I want to develop? And being able to build a reference of someone being, let's say, further ahead and someone being not quite as far ahead as you is really, really important. But when we start to, as Jen is saying here, really compare, and it's a fine line, having a reference and then comparing are two very different things. But building a reference point allows us to actually understand the steps that's required to get to where we want to get to. Number three, go through discomfort often. Don't avoid the hardship because you know it will suck. This puts you in the growth zone. One of the most difficult things around this is that people that continually seek discomfort find comfort in it. And so what's really interesting is how often for them, what looks like discomfort to the general public is actually quite comfortable for them. In fact, if you ask that person to not do that, to slow down, right, to have a day off or some variation like that, let's say they just avoid the hustle for a day or something, right, that's uncomfortable. And so that's where the growth is as well. So I'm agreeing with what she's saying, but what I'm also alluding to here is that discomfort isn't just doing something tough or hard as the general public may see. Sometimes it's always actually, it's your discomfort. What is your discomfort? Where is your growth based upon what feels uncomfortable rather than the general idea of what discomfort may look like? Number four, learn to accept and believe the compliments you are given. So this is people want to not be controlled, their emotions controlled by people saying mean things about them. They go, I don't want that to affect me. The interesting space to actually grow into is not necessarily the compliments, because if you believe the compliments, you're going to believe the other ones, right? The criticism. It's actually where neither compliments or criticism can touch you, right? You acknowledge that's just a perception of some person's viewpoint. And that's okay. That doesn't mean you can't thank them and appreciate it or basically look at what they're saying and take it on board or not take it on board. But the interesting thing here is when someone's offering you a viewpoint, a perception, and you're choosing just to take the compliments but not the criticism, once again, not saying Jenna's saying that. I'm simply going off a sentence she's written, right? But these are relatively common things around self-confidence. I wanted to break them down. And so when you can move to a space where neither compliments nor criticism can touch you, that's an amazingly healthy space. People are afraid that it's devoid of emotion, whereas it's full of emotion, and it's emotion almost basically by choice rather than being pulled left, right, or center by what other people perceive of you. Right? It doesn't mean if they give you a compliment that it doesn't feel good necessarily, but you don't have to believe it. Because you know what's true. And part of what's true is that that's their perception, right? They go, oh my God, you have the nicest red hat. The fucking means nothing. That person just likes that, right? Someone else doesn't. Actually, in America, there's a lot of people that don't. Anyway, number five, prioritize you. Putting yourself first is not selfish. In fact, it'll help you become a better version of you to give out to others. It's hard to mismatch that one. But it's true. And one of the things here's another viewpoint on it. One of the things that I leaned into for a very long time was this idea of put yourself first, right? What I learned was that was heavily self-referent, heavily eternal authority. And some of the people that I highly valued were able to actually put other people first and lean more into external authority, right? The difficulty is when we do either one habitually. So the power actually lays in choosing, right? Having the choice of and knowing when to lean into either one, right? And more often than not, if somebody is actually putting someone else first, they're actually putting themselves first still because they're choosing because they think they're going to get something from it or because they genuinely want to feel good about putting the other person first. So the bind of this is actually that the putting... putting someone else first is actually for you. So you are putting yourself first. And even in what Jenna's saying here is that when you put yourself first, you're actually putting the other person first as well, because you get to give a better version of you to others. It's a bind. You can't do one without the other. It's like saying, I only have a front. Front presupposes there's a back. That's simple, right? Anyway. All right, team. That's the five tips. Jenna's great. I did a podcast with Jenna. I don't think I haven't done it on here or on Mood Prep. It was actually on an old podcast I would have had back in 2016 called Mind Over Movement. So if you want to go down memory lane, Google Mind Over Movement, Dave Nixon, Jenna Louise, and or Jenna Juros at the time, and Lauren Hayes. I had that podcast for about 18 months. So yeah, interesting times. Anyway, team, that's me done. I am out. Thank you very much for tuning in. And thank you, Jenna, for providing those tips as well. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you would pass it on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Money Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com. if you would like one personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.